A third way that parents and educators can help individuals who use AAC prepare for employment is to help them develop their social network. A couple of pieces to this. One is to help them keep their strong ties strong. So to encourage them to keep in touch with former teachers, therapists, extended family members. Hard to know where, you know, a good job lead is going to come from. And basically you want to make sure that those individuals have the individual who uses AAC in mind as they look at and are in touch with different job opportunities. Second way to develop a social network is try to develop new weak ties, in a sense. So look for ways to reach out and meet with people that may start as weak ties and hopefully over time will become strong ties. So things like presenting at conferences, joining service groups, perhaps getting involved in electronic networking, becoming involved in some of the listservs for individuals who use AAC and listservs for individuals who have an interest in people who use AAC, like ACALUG. All are ways to reach out and establish new ties that, as I said, hopefully over time will become stronger ties.